In memory of Norman Bethune. December 21st, 1939. Comrade Norman Bethune, a member of the Communist Party of Canada, was around 50 when he was sent by the Communist Parties of Canada and the United States to China. He made light of traveling thousands of miles to help us in our war of resistance against Japan. He arrived in Yan'an in the spring of last year, went to work in the Wutai Mountains, and to our great sorrow, died a martyr at his post. What kind of spirit is this that makes a foreigner selflessly adopt the cause of the Chinese people's liberation as his own? It is the spirit of internationalism, the spirit of communism, from which every Chinese communist must learn. Leninism teaches that the world revolution can only succeed if the proletariat of the capitalist countries, Comrade Bethune put this Leninist line into practice. We Chinese communists must also follow this line in our practice. We must unite with the proletariat of all the capitalist countries, with the proletariat of Japan, Britain, the United States, Germany, Italy, and all other capitalist countries, before it is possible to overthrow imperialism, to liberate our nation and people, and to liberate the other nations and peoples of the world. This is our internationalism, the internationalism with which we oppose both narrow nationalism and narrow patriotism. Comrade Bethune's spirit, his utter devotion to others without any thought of self, was shown in his boundless sense of responsibility in his work and his boundless warm-heartedness towards all comrades and the people. Every communist must learn from him. There are not a few people who are irresponsible in their work, preferring the light to the heavy, shoving the heavy loads onto others and choosing the easy ones for themselves. At every turn, they think of themselves before others. When they make some small contribution, they swell with pride and brag about it, for fear that others will not know. They feel no warmth towards comrades and the people, but are cold, indifferent, and apathetic. In fact, such people are not communists, or at least cannot be counted as true communists. No one who returned from the front failed to express admiration for Bethune whenever his name was mentioned, and none remained unmoved by his spirit. In the Shanxi-Chaha-Hebei border area, no soldier or civilian was unmoved who had been treated by Dr. Bethune or had seen how he worked. Every communist must learn this true communist spirit from Comrade Bethune. Comrade Bethune was a doctor. The art of healing was his profession, and he was constantly perfecting his skill, which stood very high in the 8th Route Army's medical service. His example is an excellent lesson for those people who wish to change their work the moment they see something different, and for those who despise technical work as of no consequence or as promising no future. Comrade Bethune and I met only once. Afterwards, he wrote me many letters, but I was busy, and I wrote him only one letter. I do not even know if he ever received it. I am deeply grieved over his death. Now, we are all commemorating him, which shows how profoundly his spirit inspires everyone. We must all learn the spirit of absolute selflessness from him. With this spirit, everyone can be very useful to the people. A man's ability may be great or small, but if he has this spirit, he is already noble-minded and pure, a man of moral integrity and above vulgar interests, a man who is of value to the people.